the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. London police have launched a fraud investigation into the past financial practices at London Health Sciences Centre. There has been a lot of turmoil in the ranks at LHSC over the past few months as the hospital deals with a $150 million deficit while being run now by a provincially appointed supervisor. So today I'm talking with London Free Press health reporter Jennifer Beeman about what's going on. Hey, Jen, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good. We always love having you, that's for sure. There's a lot to cover in this story, and you've been reporting on this for several, weeks, months, years, actually. There's been lots happening. Let's talk about when the fraud investigation was launched by the London police. And was this expected? Did we know this was coming?
So just when you think things couldn't get worse for LHSC, we've had a few years of sort of tumult in their top ranks at that hospital. This came down last week, a fraud investigation announcement. It was just last Wednesday it came out. Not something I think any of us really expected. I certainly didn't. I was kind of surprised when it came up. Mm-hmm. But we do know that, you know, that hospital has been really under the microscope recently with the appointment of a provincial supervisor, David Mouchet, and really just sort of looking at their financial practices and other things. And that's not even to mention the other sort of turmoil and things going on in their leadership ranks in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. We knew there was a deficit, $150 million. Did we suspect any mismanagement or fraud before now? I mean, you mentioned we were caught off guard by the investigation, so perhaps not. I don't know. Was this suspected?
Well, that's what police are going to investigate. And right now, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of really great details on exactly who and what is being looked at. We do know from a source that it is multiple people on multiple fronts. I interviewed an expert last week saying, you know, frauds can erupt in places where there's been a lot of kind of culture that permits it. And that hospital, clearly through a lot of our reporting in recent years, has had sort of cultural issues in its sort of leadership ranks and executive ranks. Just over the years. It's not to say that any of them are directly involved. We don't know that yet. We don't know who or what. And in a hospital, there can be a lot of different avenues. It could be, you know, anything as simple as procurement or, you know, bank things or working with third parties. Like there's many, many, many different avenues that these things can take. And the one thing we do know is that fraud investigations won't happen overnight. So we can really expect a bit of a long haul here in a hospital that size with the paperwork and the documents that go along with it.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of checks and balances were in place at LHSC just generally? What I mean, they must have had audits before and checks into finances before.
Certainly, there's auditors and financial people. There's the board of directors, which, you know, is obviously appointed to kind of be the directing mind of the hospital corporation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's many different sort of avenues that these things are supposed to be looked at very closely. Right now, that hospital, like we mentioned before, is being put under provincial supervision. So David Mouchet is going in, he's looking, he's kind of trying to figure out what's been happening, how it's been happening, how it's been allowed to happen. And the goal is to sort of right the ship, get the hospital back performing financially where it needs to be, so that we can kind of move forward with a more stable kind of long-term vision for that hospital.
Yeah. Let's talk about David Mouchet. And can you just tell us, like, who is he? Where did he come from? Is this kind of his area of expertise to sort this kind of thing out?
So David Mouchet arrived from Windsor Regional Hospital, came to LHSC in May. The previous board had brought him in. He was the interim president for the summer. And, you know, he kind of took a very, you know, kind of cleaning up sort of mandate there. He made some changes in the hospital organization through the summer. In September, there was sort of a big change, kind of a cost-cutting measure of demoting some directors, kind of losing some others. So he's already made some kind of changes just operationally to that hospital. Just at the end of September, the province had appointed him as supervisor. So that's an 18-month term where he's really going to go in and with the help of a 10-person community committee, really, really try to kind of figure out a plan forward for LHSC.
Who's on the community committee?
There are lots of really great people, a lot of names Londoners might know. One of them is a former city councillor, Miriam Humu. Another one's mm-hmm. Peter Bergmanis, which loyal Free Press readers will know is the Ontario Health Coalition critic we often talk to for stories like this. There's also Nathan Smith, who is kind of a former radio guy at 980 CFPL, and he's now working in Minister, or sorry, Mayor Josh Morgan's office. So we've got kind of people like that. And there's several others from all different backgrounds too. So, you know, medical and finance and business. And their role is to just really kind of be a sounding board for Mouche and sort of bring to them what they think the community needs and wants to see. Okay. The one thing I think is really clear too, I would say, is that Mouche, you know, he's very, very clear about this, that the work LHSC is doing is great. He's not there to fix the kind of care that LHSC gives. He's there to kind of fix the back end distractions that have really been kind of putting that hospital in the headlines in the last couple of years.
So is that committee acting as like the pseudo board? Because on the same day Mouche was appointed, the board, the entire board of LHSC resigned. So are they acting as a pseudo board now?
Yes and no. In the sense that they, you know, the board of directors in any organization, hospitals included, is really the directing mind. They approve things. They set the tone. They are not involved in necessarily the day-to-day things, but they definitely are there for approvals of important major decisions. That's not what this committee is doing. They're there as an advisory committee. They're there to bring the concerns of the community to Mouche as supervisor, but they're certainly not in sort of a decision-making board type capacity. But that doesn't mean they're not valuable. Certainly they're there to be, you know, our representatives as this restructuring and this change goes forward.
Okay. Let's talk about the board stepping down. What did they say about that? I mean, the entire board just decided to resign on the same day that Mouche was appointed.
It was a voluntary resignation. And you know, when a hospital is put under provincial control, there's really a very limited space for kind of those, that directing mind role that a board of directors would have. So it was quite, you know, necessary and frankly, probably part of this situation that that happened. But they're very, you know, the board chair spoke to us and said that he was quite, you know, confident in the next steps. The board was the one that brought him in back, or Mouche in back in earlier this year in May. So we'll have to see what's next.
Let's talk about some of the curious things that have happened over the last couple of years at LHSC. Just if you, you know, if you don't know a lot of the backstory, the former CEO, Paul Woods, was fired during for traveling during COVID. The next CEO, Jackie Scheifler Taylor, came in. Then she went on medical leave and was terminated. Do we know why she was terminated?
We know that she was no longer with the organization after being on medical leave. And I think that was, what, June of this year that that came out.
Yeah.
Certainly don't know those details or if it was sort of an amicable thing where she left or if she was exited from the organization. We're not sure. Okay. There's been a lot of change around LHSC in the last couple of years under her leadership. There was a move to kind of separate LHSC and sort of dissolve former ties with St. Joseph's. And that really put people, several people we spoke to anyway, kind of in just a bad way. They thought that was not kind of a wrong, they thought that was a wrongheaded move. And then there's just other things too, sort of sunshineless compensation and executive travel that have put LHSC in the headlines for not so positive reasons in the last couple of years.
Yeah, the travel was 16 staff went to a hospital conference in Portugal, and then six executives went to the UAE for another business trip. There was another trip planned for Australia, but that one was canceled, right?
It was. Yeah. And that was, I mean, at this about this time last year, we were writing about those stories. And that just, you know, I think at a time when a lot of Ontarians were tightening their belts and still are, that just sort of rubbed people the wrong way.
Right.
So I guess we'll be seeing what's next. There'll be, you know, kind of reports and consultants that'll be brought in to see how they can, you know, the hospital can kind of fix the deficit it's got and sort of be in a stronger position moving forward. But I guess it's really all eyes on LHSC to see what they do next.
What is the tone? And I don't know how much you know about this or if you've talked to a lot of people, but what is the tone at the hospital, you know, among the medical professionals, the other staff that are there? What are they thinking about all this? You know, they're seeing the top ranks. They're all, you know, their bosses and things are happening up, you know, above them. That must be a little off-putting, to say the least. What are they saying? What's the tone there?
You know, every time there's something negative that comes up, you know, we speak to unions, people reach out to us, and people just want to see better from their hospital. I think that that's kind of the core thing I would say about anybody we've spoken to is that nobody wants to see LHSC suffer or fail or struggle. We all, as Londoners and people in this region, and even people beyond this region, depend on that hospital to really, you know, do a good job, govern itself appropriately, and really show up for its community in every possible way, from the very top to the frontline emergency room doors. And I think that's really the sense we've gotten from people is that, you know, it's never a great thing when Queen's Park comes in and says, you know, we're in control now. But I think for a lot of people, they're just wanting to see stability, transparency, accountability moving forward from LHSC. And hopefully that's what we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, as I think it was Frances Jelinas, the health critic, said, you know, we're not making widgets here. This is healthcare. It's person to person care. And this, you know, matters so much. So I think everybody's at all of the region is looking at this because we do get great care there. I mean, this says nothing about the care. It's just the management, I guess, at the top is what we're looking into. Talk about the investigation and how that's going to go. I know that it's been announced, but how long do we think it's going to take? You said this is not something that's quick, obviously.
Certainly not. It does depend on the size and the scope of it. The experts we spoke to last week on this were saying, you know, fraud investigations, police are, they're not giant necessarily departments within police forces. With an organization the size of LHSC too, it'll depend on just, you know, how deep this goes, how far back it goes. We could be looking at records upon records upon records, is what experts were telling me. So these things are complicated to investigate. These things take time to investigate. These things can go back years or months or things. There can be things they need to requisition from other places to the police investigators, so that can take time as well. So I think, you know, months at least, probably before there's anything, if there is anything at all. So, you know, don't hold your breath. I'd imagine from anybody I spoke to that these things will take time.
Yeah. Well, do the police have all the resources for that, or will they have to bring in, you know, maybe experts from other fields, other areas?
Certainly don't know about the London police capabilities here, but with any investigation, particularly fraud investigations, there are experts that become involved. Experts I was speaking to were saying, you know, they'll bring in a forensic accountant sometimes, or maybe they have one that they can tap to sort of put the pieces together. These are very document heavy investigations. These are very, very detail oriented, very needle in a haystack kind of investigations. So we'll really have to see what happens and what comes of it. And you know, it's possible that nothing comes of it. That's another totally distinct possibility here, but we'll have to see.
While this investigation is going on, do we expect any more cuts, any more movement by Mouche at the hospital and anything else happening, or do things kind of stay stagnant while an investigation is going on?
So Mouche had just said not that long ago, a couple of weeks ago, that, you know, as far as kind of changes go, it doesn't seem like there'll be any really on the immediate horizon. That's not to say changes won't be made, but they're really in that process right now, taking stock of what's been going on, kind of charting a path forward, bringing in the right experts and people that can help them kind of analyze what's been happening, how it's been happening, and prevent it from happening again. And that's not particularly with just even the fraud investigation. That's just broadly governance issues that have erupted there in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure we're going to hear from you a lot more about this issue as the investigation goes on, and maybe as there might be other changes happening at the hospital. But thank you for your expertise today, Jen.
Thanks for having me.